This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
With me right now, live and direct, not in person though, through Zoom. Sorry, that was a little bit misleading. I am chatting to Dateline, aka Katie, who is here to tell us about their brand new single. How are you doing this morning, Katie?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I'm good as well. Thank you so much for asking. It is a horrific day here in Dunedin. It is cold, it is dark, it is stink, but luckily we have the beauty of Dateline's music to carry us through. Just recently, you released your first single since the 2022 debut album. This new single, it is called Choose Me. Tell us a little bit about the creation of this track.
Yeah, sure. After I put that last album out, music took a little bit of a backseat, so I didn't get to make heaps or be super productive for a couple of years. But more recently, I started up again and wrote Choose Me. It was sort of a reflection on my mid-20s and, something I was going through at the time. And, it just sort of came together. I worked on it with some friends and put this band together now that I'm in Wellington. And we've kept working on the songs and recorded it last September. So it feels fresh and new, but actually I guess this has been going for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I think in my time in, this role and sort of meeting different artists, I've really come to learn that it is not a quick turnaround in releasing music. Like, there's a long way here.
Yeah. I think the last album was like 4 years or 5 years or something in total from the first recording to finishing it. So this one is going better. We recorded in September and we'll hopefully have something out by the end of the year.
Oh, that's just insane. Like, I personally don't possess that kind of patience. Like, even with Instagram posts, I'm like, oh, I know that if I need to get, like, maximum reach, I need to post this at 5 o'clock. But I'm like, oh, I really want to post this right now. It's 2 o'clock.
I do that too. I'm bad at it. Social media tact.
Yeah, I'm not built for it. But one thing I am built for is your brand new track. Like I said before, it is called Choose Me. You mentioned that it covers topics that sort of you were navigating throughout your mid-20s, and I'm in my early 20s, and so that's a very regular discussion here on my show. What kind of topics do you cover in the track?
I guess it's nothing particularly groundbreaking. It's just I'm not super old. I'm in my early 30s, but I have, a baby now and a bit more settled. But mid-20s for me was a real time of going through a lot of massive changes in my life, work and relationship and et cetera. So it's kind of just a song about having a crush on someone, I guess, not knowing if the relationship should happen or not, and just very much like that was about the person that I'm still with. So that was 7 years ago. So your material just changes a little bit over time, I guess. So that's what I mean. I'm like, it's a reflection of that particular time, and now I write songs that have different themes because I'm going through different stuff, but I think it's a pretty common experience to have a crush, I guess.
Fancy someone, bit of this.
Yeah, so embarrassing. Pretty gross.
It must be really interesting writing about it from like a reflective perspective rather than, you were in the moment, like really feeling these feelings, because obviously hindsight is the biggest blessing and curse. And, if things had turned out differently with this crush, you might have been writing this song in a very different way. Do you find that when you're writing music from a reflective perspective?
Yeah, I guess so. It's probably like less raw or something. Because this was easy. I was like, oh yeah, at the time I felt this, and now you did choose me, haha, how good. what an easy positive thing to write about. It's not too maybe not yeah, not as raw and not as tricky, I suppose, when you're writing in hindsight.
Honestly, I think that that's a good thing, though. I feel like it's obviously really... It's nice to write about, you know, things that are, like, kind of going bad or you're struggling with or they're holding a lot of weight. But what I've really been enjoying about, like, New Zealand music at the moment is a lot of artists are just releasing fun stuff. They're just having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm happy to see it. I am very happy to see it. And, hey, speaking of things I'm happy to see, I also heard whispers of a wee poster going around. It has the title Dateline, and it has certain dates and certain locations on it. What could that possibly be about, Katie? Do you have any idea?
I'm so glad you brought that up. we're doing a little tour that starts in 2 weeks, so... We're playing Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington, Hastings, Auckland. So we're coming to Dunedin on the 16th. I'm so excited because I've never toured my own music, you know, outside of the North Island. And I guess it's sort of, it's definitely nerve-wracking to do this sort of thing and also very expensive. But we're all super, super excited to do it. So we're, playing... The Crown Hotel on the 16th of March with OHM, and I think there'll be some other bands. It's sort of a mashup with someone's birthday party.
Cool. Whose birthday?
This is a great question. I want to say Gabe. I don't know him. I asked my friend Scott if his band could play at our show, and he said yes, and then he was like, oh no, I've already said I'd play my friend's birthday thing. And so I was like, okay, well, that's my one Dunedin friend who would have come to the gig. Maybe we should just, you know, collaborate. So we've put the gigs together. It's still, you know, like, everyone's welcome. It'll just be door sales and it should be heaps of fun.
Yo, that honestly sounds so great. And the Crown is such an intimate venue, like, as a performer and as a punter. So I think that Gabe, if it is Gabe, is going to be getting a heck load of love that night. We are very, very excited to have you in our corner of Dunedin once again. What are you excited about for playing in the South Island for the first time?
I just love playing live, so I'm excited to get to do it a bunch in a small amount of time. I sort of, as a band, we've been really working on our live performance and trying to make it as tight as possible, but also energetic and fun. And so hopefully it's a good time. I'm also just excited for the drive from Christchurch to Dunedin because it's not, you know, I know that sounds silly, but like, around the North Island so much, so it's just nice to see different scenery. Mm-hmm. It'll be a very quick trip, but yeah, I think it should be fun. And I'm not working for the weekend, which is out of character, so I'm excited about
Honestly, any artist who says that they're excited for the drive from Christchurch to make it down here should honestly, like, automatically have a sold-out show. Like, no questions asked, all of Dunedin flocking. Because that is the bravest of the brave.
The whole drive, that's a bit of a stretch. But I'm sure at least some of it will be very beautiful.
Yes, it is a nice drive. It's just a very straight... And so, like, for that last wee while, you're like, oh, stay awake, be safe. Yeah. But
there'll be four of us. We can take turns.
Okay, perfect. That'll be very bearable. But you know what? That is the price you pay for being an incredible musician. Your track Choose Me was one of our Mazagran hit picks here on the Radio 1 Top 11 Countdown from last week. Very excited to anticipate its placement on the Top 11 Countdown for tomorrow. Any last words to anybody on the fence about coming to Dateline next month? Oh, this month, actually.
This month, yeah. If you're on the fence, just tip over into coming.
We'll
try really hard to make it a nice time. There'll be some hot merch for us to hock, and it'll be really fun. Come if you want. You don't have to. But, I think it will be really, really fun, and the band we're playing with will be awesome.
Amazing. So. Hey, honestly, everybody listening, Katie is way too kind. This is me being a bad cop. She's being good cop. And I'm saying, putting my foot down and I'm going, you have to be there on the 16th of March because it is going to be a killer show. As Katie mentioned, there will be door sales. It is at the Crown. The supports are fantastic. So this is not one to miss. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Katie. I'm about to give a wee taster of Choose Me. What a treat.
Great. Hey, thanks so much. It's been lovely.
Oh, please. Please. Pleasure's all mine. That was Dateline, a.k.a. Katie, absolute legend. This is their brand new track. It is called Choose Me, and it rips, all right? The song rocks. Keep it locked here on the 8:45 Tuesday Late Breakfast with Candace. Living the dream, baby.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.